FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KM FM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
It's been confirmed a man killed in yesterday's siege in northern Paris was the suspected mastermind of Friday's terror attacks. French prosecutors say Abdelhamid Abouhoud died in the police operation. He's accused of planning the bombings and shootings which killed 129 people. There have also been raids in Belgium today. Rob Wainwright is the director of Europol. He says they're dealing with a serious, determined international terrorist organisation.
Reasonable to assume, therefore, without any recourse to exaggeration, that further attacks are likely. And overall, therefore, this is why I think this represents the most serious terrorist threat faced by Europe in over 10 years.
This is KMFM News.
A motorcyclist is in a critical condition in a London hospital following a crash in Margate. The 27-year-old collided with a car along College Road at around 9:30 last night. The driver of the car suffered minor injuries. Police are urging anyone who saw what happened to contact them. Tens of thousands of junior doctors have voted overwhelmingly in favour of strike action because of changes to their pay and working hours. They'll work to reduce a service on one day next month before 2 days of full action. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt says it's disappointing news.
We put forward a very fair offer for doctors, which will see pay go up for three quarters of junior doctors. We wanted to talk about this to them, but in the end they've chosen to strike, so we will now have to put in place contingency plans to make sure that patients are safe.
KMFM News.
An investigation's underway after a disabled man who weighs just 6 stone was attacked in Medway. 29-year-old Bradley Hannon was punched in the head and had his wallet and phone stolen as he waited for a bus on Luton Road in Chatham. It happened after he'd spent the day volunteering at Medway Maritime Hospital yesterday. Details of the suspect are at kentonline.co.uk. There are concerns e-cigarettes containing highly addictive nicotine being sold to children in Medway. A 14-year-old volunteer has been sent into 8 stores in the towns and was sold nicotine products like refills in 7 of them. They're now being sent warning letters but could face a £2,500 fine in the future. Ian Gilmore is from Medway Trading Standards.
Remember that we're talking about products that contain nicotine, which is incredibly addictive. When you couple that with child-appealing flavours, fruit flavours, sweet flavours, these traders need to be extremely diligent.
A young Kent musician is urging victims of cyberbullying to speak out after facing death threats while at school. Jake Stephen has helped produce a song called Don't Believe the Lies, which offers advice through the lyrics after it took him years to tell his parents. The 22-year-old from Tunbridge Wells says it shouldn't be ignored.
Bullying is something that happens every day, but the whole point of the song is to help people to speak out. Because if you speak out, you know, and you're listened to, which you will be, that's how you get the problem sorted. And, you know, people do love you and care for you, and that's what we say in the song. We want the victims of bullying to stand up for themselves, and if they are in a position where they don't think they could go on or they do want to inflict self-harm, that they actually have the courage and confidence to go, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go downstairs right now and I'm going to speak to my parents. The fact that I did then speak out was just, it was this huge breath of relief.
And after an unseasonably mild autumn, we're being told to expect snow in Kent this weekend. Forecasters say it'll start to feel a lot colder and there's a chance of flurries on Saturday.
KMFM Sport.
Ian Bell says he's devastated to have been dropped from England's Test cricket squad to tour South Africa. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the 5-time Ashes winner hasn't scored a century in his last 23 Test innings. Batsmen Nick Compton and Gary Balance are among those to earn a recall. National selector James Whittaker insists the door's still open for Bell to return, but says it's the right decision to leave him out.
Having been a great performer for England over a number of years, we felt that just lately, over the last 7 or 8 months, his performances have slightly fallen away, and that it would be a good time to just give him a break, let him reassess and come back stronger next year.
It's understood that the Premier League is looking at the possibility of playing the French national anthem before all of this weekend's matches. The idea to remember victims of Friday's Paris terror attacks was discussed by club officials yesterday. And in tennis, Roger Federer looks for a 3rd straight win at the ATP World Tour Finals later against Kei Nishikori. That's before Novak Djokovic plays Thomas Berdych. Yesterday, Andy Murray lost in straight sets to Rafael Nadal 6-4, 6-1.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.